Welcome back to the Power Hour. About a generation ago, this man's grandfather struck lightning in a bottle, or I don't know what you'd call it, let him describe it, but came up with Willard water, what would eventually be called Willard water. The scientific properties, the actual benefits of it, still to this day, are not fully understood or even known. All people know is it works and it helps them, and the story behind it is fantastic. We're very happy to welcome his grandson, John Willard III, here. John, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, very good. Willard water, that weird, wacky thing. What in the world is this?
Well, that's a great question. As you mentioned, it was invented by my grandfather. My grandfather invented it in 1965, and we've been selling it continuously since 1973. So we've been in business for almost 46 years, in May, or 46 years. Basically, my grandfather was a chemist. He got his PhD from Purdue University. And when he invented Willard water, he was actually trying to invent a high-density trace mineral water. And I won't bore your listeners with a long story of how he eventually got onto this, but he always used to describe the invention of Willard water as just dumb luck. He wasn't trying to invent it, but when he started doing research on specifically toxicity, he was testing it, the toxicity levels on his blood, by drinking it, he noticed that it was boosting the movement of the platelets in his bloodstream very significantly, and he thought that was very strange, and so he began to do more tests on it, and eventually sent it up to a former colleague at Purdue University by the name of Dr. T.W. Perry, and they did research for about 8 years, and what they found was that this water additive, this unique catalyst that my grandfather had invented, positively affected a number of different bodily functions, and that's why he called it a catalyst, because it seemed to speed up or enhance a number of bodily functions.
So give us not going into boring scientific detail, but just give us a general idea. What was it that piqued your father's interest as he saw the blood work? What was it doing?
Well, it was actually significantly increasing the movement of the platelets in his bloodstream. And it's actually kind of neat. If you really want to see what Willard water is doing to your body, try a before and after. Have a blood sample taken before you drink Willard water and then one after that. And you can see that the platelets move very quickly. And platelets, for your listeners who don't know what that is, they're the things in your blood cells that actually attack or actually move to areas where, like, you have a cut, for example, that can cause clogging. And that's what actually affects your cut. Or your healing is those platelets. And so what the Willard water was doing was those platelets are generally sort of move fairly slowly in the bloodstream itself. When Willard water was added, it significantly increased those movements, and you can actually see the friction in them, the before and the after in the blood. So it's actually kind of neat. And anyway, that was what he first noticed, and he thought it was very strange that it should be doing those things. And so he began to do more tests, and, fast forward 46 years, we know it affects a number of bodily functions through several different studies that have been done on humans, on cells, on microbes, on plants, on animals, pretty much affects any biological being the same way. And so we've got a number of research tests to tell us how the product is actually affecting the body.
So for people who are new to the show or maybe haven't heard of this, Willard water comes in different sizes. We have different at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. You have a 16-ounce all the way up to a gallon of either clear or the dark. And it's just a liquid. Willard water looks like water. And then you put it in your liquid like you put it in water, or you put it in, your tea or your coffee or whatever. And then that's how you just drink it. Am I describing this right? Tell us how we take Willard water.
Yes. My grandfather actually originally called it catalyst activated water. And what he would always say is that the catalyst activated water is not what we sell. It's what our product does to the water. So our product is a water additive. And as you mentioned at the top of the hour, we still don't know exactly why it's doing what it's doing. What we do know is that when it's added to water, it seems to be affecting the molecular makeup of the water in a way that makes it a more efficient delivery system, and that affects a number of things in the body. And so what we see, for example, people who drink it once again, you're going to see an increased movement of platelets in the bloodstream, but you're also going to see better digestion. The fluid water is helping the body to break down particles into smaller particles. We see that it significantly enhances cellular absorption of nutrients, not only cellular absorption of nutrients, but also retention of nutrients. So we see that in vitamins. We see it in antioxidants. We see some recharging of antioxidants in the cells. Interestingly enough, we don't see recharging all antioxidants. We do see an increase in absorption of all antioxidants, but we don't see this actually recharging all of them in the cells. So that's kind of interesting. But
what do you mean? Pause right there. What do you mean by that? You see some recharging of it and some not. Explain that.
So, for example, if you added it to your vitamin, if you added your, your green tea, the antioxidants in the green tea would go a lot further because the Willard water is not only moving it into your cells, but it's also causing those cells to sort of, they call it recharging, but it means that the antioxidants will regain some of their strength in the cells. And so we see that with the green tea. When you mention the green tea, we have a lot of people just put Willard water right in the green tea because it's boosting the antioxidant absorption and activity and the free radical scavenging associated with that. We also see the same thing with, like, vitamin E, for example, but we don't see it on turmeric. For example, that's something that is quite fascinating. We see increases in absorption and retention of turmeric and curcumin in the cells, but we don't see it recharging those antioxidants. It still boosts those antioxidants, but it just doesn't recharge them in the cells, if that makes sense.
So if I was going to be probably overgeneralize, if I was going to overgeneralize, Willard water makes water more wet, maybe, or more makes your body absorb it, that get down to the cellular level. Talking about, you know, there's different pathways or capillaries that are extremely small. It helps it get through those things. It helps everything just move faster, move better, and absorb better.
Yes, absolutely. That's what my grandfather called it, catalyst water, catalyst activated water. It just boosts it. People in the Midwest know about, like, STP. You put it in your gas during the winter, and it makes your gas work a little bit better. My grandfather used to compare it to something like STP, where you're putting something in your fuel lines to make your fuel work a little bit better. That just enhances a little bit. And that's basically because our bodies are, 70-75% water, that's why the Willard water is affecting so many different bodily functions.
And, the Willard water itself, I know for me, we had this conversation during the break. I've had a gallon, and I've had a gallon since, I mean, George was alive when I got this gallon, and I still have quite a bit left. I mean, it goes a long way. How much do you need? How much should you put in your water when you drink it? How often should you drink it?
Very small amounts. You put about a quarter of a teaspoon into an 8-ounce glass, or you could put an ounce into a gallon and put it in your refrigerator. And the Willard water will last for quite a long time. My grandfather tested it up to 15 years. Now, the FDA required us to put a 3-year expiration date on it, but the reality is no testing has ever indicated that it doesn't last beyond 3 years. And we recommend you drink it about 3 or 4 times a day. We just recommend you keep it in your system all day. And that way, whatever you're eating, whatever you're drinking, whatever is getting absorbed and utilized better.
I've noticed that if I keep it on the counter, I use it. And then if my wife moves it, puts it under the counter, then it's out of sight, out of mind. And my audience knows that happens a lot with my vitamins. What can people expect? We know that there was a congressional hearing about this, and it was actually called the milk. Why don't you just, we got about 2 minutes before the break, maybe quickly get into that.
Well, it's just like you're taking your vitamins. It's not going to turn you into Wonder Woman or Superman. You're going to get better out of your vitamins, out of your antioxidants. They're going to work better. You'll probably feel a small burst of energy. You'll urinate a little more frequently when you first start drinking it because it's also pulling the toxins out of the cells. But other than that, you're just going to be better, more balanced health overall.
I've noticed that. Yeah, I would say exactly what you just said. From my own experience, if I take it regularly, it just gives me a more sense of well-being. Maybe that's a better way to put it. I have a better sense of well-being that just things seem better. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it.
No, and that's for me, too. As I said, you're not going to be able to leap off tall buildings. You are going to be in better shape overall. I mean, I noticed I put it in my I drink Emergency for my vitamins during the winter, and I just put them right into the Willet water, and I cut the amount that I'm using in half. And I notice that I'm generally better throughout the winter. I generally feel better throughout the winter when I do something like that. And I always pair it with whatever vitamin supplements or antioxidants that I'm using.
I think, and I've said this before, and I'll say it here now, of all the things we sell at the Power Mall, for us, for me particularly, Willet water has been the most cost-effective and got the most bang for the buck. I mean, I still have that gallon. I mean, it's been year and a half, and I still have a gallon. I don't use it every day, like I probably should, but I use it pretty regularly, and it's still going. I mean, where else can you get that? It helps everything you do, helps it do it better. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. During the break, like a lot of times of these interviews, is I remember something or whatever, I learned something. So I ran to the kitchen, and I got some more Willet water. My wife keeps it under the sink. I put it out on the counter. She's like, it's a gallon. It is big. I get it. I need to put a smaller thing. And then I just put just a little bit in my water, drinking it. Of all things, if you've never bought anything from the Power Mall, you know, there's a few things to start with. There's a few absolutely essential things. I include this on that list. You talk about most bang for your buck. I mean, this Willet water lasts a long time, and it basically helps everything you do. It helps your body. You want to cleanse? How are you going to get down to the cellular level quickly? You know, Willet water helps you get into it. It's like Drano. You know, Drano, you know, you got a clog and you stick a stick down your drain, or I do. I don't know if that's good or not. But then you get the Drano, just boom, it comes right through. It helps at the same time bring nutrients to your system and helps charge different things. It's just, it really is an unknown, totally unqualified thing, freak thing, that we are so glad that we're able to offer, and to hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people over the years with Joyce have talked about the benefits of Willet water. So check that out, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Please buy from the good guys, 877-817-9829. This is how we're funded. We don't get a check from George Soros or Open Borders or, you know, any Planned Parenthood. You know, Planned Parenthood doesn't seem to have any trouble getting money, but we don't get a big check from the government. We get checks from you and your support. And that's the way we like it, because then we can speak our mind, and we're supported by you. So getting back to John Willard III, the grandson of the inventor, talk that story about Willard Water was, you didn't sell it for a while. The people started to go basically nuts. What in the world's going on here? We need it for our cows. We need it for ourselves. This is ridiculous. It led to a congressional hearing. Why don't you tell that story real quickly?
Yeah, that's one of the great things about Willard Water. My grandfather was very much a scientist. He was not a business person. He was, you know, more or less working in his lab, and he invented it, and he just, because he was a scientist, he was always very, very curious. He always said that curiosity was the greatest attribute a human being could have. And so he began to do testing. And we live in western South Dakota. There's a lot of farmers and ranchers around here. And so he began to ask local farmers and ranchers to give it to their pigs or give it to their cows or whatever, and then sort of pay attention to what they were doing. And they started noticing, of course, that it was making their pigs and their cows healthier. And they had a number of things like lower incidence of disease, and they get healthier faster, and et cetera, et cetera. And so people eventually, over the period of, 10 or 15 years, people started drinking it, asking Grandpa if it would come. And of course, he said, sure, go ahead, it's not going to hurt you. I drink it every day. And so by the late 1970s, there were literally thousands of people in western South Dakota, eastern Wyoming, eastern Montana, this region over here, drinking Willard water on a regular basis. And the government back then, there was no supplement category. You were a food or you were a drug. There was nothing else. You couldn't sell anything that wasn't specifically a food or a drug. And of course, Willard water really fell into that category where they weren't really sure what to do with it. So eventually the FDA told my grandfather he couldn't sell it anymore, and he stopped. He was a professor of chemistry. He didn't really care all that much about it. And all these people got really upset about it. They started calling and writing their members of Congress. And so in 1980, the U.S. Congress have a hearing on Willard water. You know, what do you do with this product? And out of that, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, classified Willard water as a milk product. Yes, you heard that correctly. They called it a milk. Yeah, as crazy as it is, well, 60 Minutes got a hold of that story, and they actually did a story on Willard Water in November of 1980, and it was, until recently, the most responded to story in 60 Minutes history. In fact, my grandfather, who was basically doing this out of his basement, sold 100,000 bottles within a week of that story. This story was a really fantastic story, and 60 Minutes sent a crew out here for several months. And to investigate it, and all they could really say is, "Yeah, the stuff works." You know.
Tell me a little bit about that hearing. I'm kind of curious. What in the? I mean, did he testify? What did the senators, congressmen ask them? How did that go?
It was a House subcommittee. I think it was a subcommittee on health and aging. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's what it was called. And he had to testify, my grandfather testified, and they had a number of people who had been using it who testified, and they had local experts, local doctors. We had a lot of local doctors. We have a lot of local doctors in Rapid City who recommend their patients drink Willard Water for a variety of things, and so they had doctors who were talking about how their people use it. And, of course, the FDA... people from the FDA were also testifying, and really, I know that they get a bad rap, and at times they do drive me nuts, but you can't blame them. There was no law at the time that allowed them to regulate Willard Water the way they do today. Today it's classified as a specialty beverage supplement, but there wasn't anything back then. And so they just weren't really sure what to do with it. And, they had very extensive testimony, as I said, from people who had used it, and eventually Congress did test too, actually. That's something that people always talk about as well, that Congress actually instructed the FDA to do their own test on Willard Water. So the FDA did test on Willard Water, 60 Minutes did test on Willard Water, and I would say that there can't be many products on the supplement market today that have undergone more extensive and rigorous testing than Willard Water has by a number of sources.
I would totally have to agree. That's a fascinating story. You said there's doctors that recommend it. What typically does a doctor recommend Willard Water for?
Well, a lot of it is due to effective vitamins and supplements. I told you the story during the break about my mother. Your listeners will find it hilarious, but my mother and father, my father's retired. He was involved in the company for a long time, but he's retired. And so my parents don't come by the office very often, and they'd run out of Willard Water. And hadn't been drinking it for a long time, and by a long time I mean several months. And so one day I was having lunch with my mom, and she was talking about how her doctor was putting her on B vitamin shots. And I said, "Well, Mom, are you drinking Willard Water? That's very strange. Normally, people with B vitamin issues almost always can drink Willard Water and see an increase in B vitamin absorption. That's certainly one of the more common applications for it." And she said, "No, your dad keeps forgetting to bring it home from the office when he goes in there." And so I gave her some, and she was getting the shots, and by the next quarter, she'd been drinking Willard Water again, and she went to the doctor, and he said, "What the heck have you been doing? You've got your B vitamin content is now too high in your bloodstream," and he took her off of everything.
Wow. That is fat. I think that's a great story to typify what can happen here and what happens for people when they testify. That's very good. We got about 30 seconds, 45 seconds left. You can go to thepowermall.com to check out the Willard Water or call Jay 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We have it on sale, and we do have some of the gallons, even bigger sale because we're switching warehouses. So please check that out. Please buy from the good guys. Last word is yours, John.
Well, I sure thank you, and I encourage anyone, if they have any questions, to reach out to us. Or, there's a lot of content on Willard Water online. You don't have to just take my word for it. We've been in business 46 years. There are a lot of comments. There are a lot of websites about it. There's a lot of information. If people are interested, check it out. It's a great product.
John, it's always great talking to you. I love what your family have done. I love your story that's family-owned. And I love the product. I love it. Always a pleasure, my friend. God bless you.